in that spot. And I think that kind of shows you where we're at as a team, as we're growing and developing. And each week is kind of like its own season, right? Each piece, we've got to continue to develop who we are, and who we're going to be, in the consistency in which we go perform. But overall, you know, big opportunity to be able to go finish in the fourth quarter. It's the first time we won the fourth quarter this year. That's something that's been a big point of emphasis for us. And so we knew it was tied going into the fourth quarter, and we had to go win the fourth quarter to win the ball game. And we're able to do that.
Let's talk about that finish. A couple of plays. One is the decision that you made, which can't be an easy one, to let somebody score. And then the confidence in your guys to be able to go with under 2 minutes to go and drive 79 yards. Talk about both of those sequences.
Yeah, as a defensive guy in my background, that hurts everything within my heart. You know, when that was put in front of us and we had to look at making that decision, it was absolutely the right decision. It gave us an opportunity. We were right at the 2 minute timeout. We had two timeouts left. They were within field goal range. We were up by two. They could have an opportunity to bleed this thing out and kick a field goal to win it, and us not having a chance to be able to get the ball back in that spot. And so we felt like the best chance to be able to win the ball game was to get the ball last in that spot. And so made that decision, had a ton of confidence in our offensive unit. They've been playing really well all night long, or all day long. Wasn't a night game, first time for that in a while. You know, they went down the field. The first play was the biggest play. I think it was a 35-yard pass to VJ Wilkins. That was a huge momentum builder in that spot. And then you know, get down there at the end and give it to number nine, and he's pretty good inside the red zone.
Yeah, talk about number nine. He's been really good all year long. 133 yards and three more touchdowns. What makes him? And we've seen the big plays, but he made some tough catches like that one at the end. Just talk about what he has brought to your offense and what makes him so tough to stop.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's, like you just said, I mean, he took a tunnel screen 65, 70 yards to the house. And so he's not just a long strider that can just jump. He's the guy, he got up to 22 miles an hour on his speed on Saturday. And so it's not just a long body that creates matchup problems in the red zone as far as going up for the ball. He's going to stretch people vertically with his speed, but then also be able to change direction, get behind some of those blocks. And so I think his game is just continuing to develop. I think Coach Kubik, our offensive coordinator, has done a great job of finding different ways to get Sincere the ball. And I think he's risen to the occasion of that spot. The other thing that you're not going to see is how well he blocks on the perimeter as well in those spots. And that just shows his mentality and his mindset is it's not a selfish mentality. It's what do we got to do to win a football game?
Chad Masco is a new starter and hasn't played a ton of football. How big for his growth and development to he ended up with 323 yards, I think three touchdowns, but just to be able to the confidence of leading a drive like that to win a game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's every kid that's played quarterback. You dream of those opportunities, right? To go down and win the ball game in a 2 minute drill in those spots. And so for him to get that opportunity to be able to go and do that piece, you know, I think that's an exciting piece for his development. You know, he played really well throughout the game, you know, and I think one of the big pieces we talked about after the game is, you know, he minimized catastrophic things, right? Like things that were opportunities to really create momentum shifts. He got us out of those bad situations and got us into a situation that we could play the next play in that spot. And some of those plays, I think, are some of the lost plays in the game that you don't see. That's the biggest thing that I've seen his development from the first 4 weeks to this week in week five, he was able to accomplish.
Defensively, when we talked last week, you were a little concerned about the quarterback at Delaware State, and he turned out to be a pretty good player. What was the biggest challenge of trying to contain him?
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly he was who we thought we were, right? I mean, that's the saying, right? He was who we thought we was in that spot, and he performed incredibly well. He's an incredibly gifted athlete. You know, I think probably the hardest piece is that he runs so well, but he also throws really accurately down the field. He found his receivers. When you have a quarterback like that, your receivers are going to play a little harder because they know that it may be 6 seconds and you still got a chance to get the ball. And so there are some second play opportunities. He kept plays alive that I think really threatened our defense and stretched us vertically. We had to cover a long time. And I think he exploited some of those. He did a great job.
You faced another talented opponent this week in North Carolina Central, a team that can put some points up on the board as you've started to prepare for them. What are some of the challenges they present on both sides of the ball?
Yeah, you know, they play really well. Coach Oliver's done an incredible job in the program that he's built there year in and year out. They've had success. I mean, you look at the quarterback that they've got, he's throwing the ball incredibly well. He's got some really talented receivers that make plays at the end, aren't just fast, but they're talented receivers. And then they're able to run the football effectively. I mean, they're averaging 145 yards rushing per game. That's no slouch. And you look at the people that they've played really good football teams on top of that. And so they're sitting at a 3-2 football team that has done a lot of really good things. And then on defense, they play fast, they play physical. You know, they're running to the football, they're being physical at the point of contact. And it's going to be an incredible challenge for us to be able to come in and be able to do it. They start really fast. I mean, you look at it for them as a team, they scored 48 points in the first quarter, and they've only allowed 16 points in the first quarter. And so, you know, that's who we want to be, is we want to continue to grow and develop in that piece. Well, we're going to have to try to be able to match their start when we go out on Saturday.
How big for your team to get back in the winning ways, especially at home, to regain some of that confidence that you had early in the year?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge, right? I mean, when you're in the growing stages of a program like we are in year one, you want to make sure that our guys see the results when they put the work in the spots, that they see the results that they're going to get from that work. That's what we're preaching every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're preaching that those days matter to Saturday. And so, like, for our offense to be able to see that those results come out on Saturday, that's huge in that spot. And that just gets more and more belief that they're going to have in what we're doing during the course of the week.
All right, Braxton, thanks so much for your time this afternoon. Good luck against North Carolina Central and,